Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today as we continue sharing the Word of the Lord, which I began a few days ago, which I've entitled Our Possibilities in God. And I'd like to share some practical ways, some specific things that we can do in order to receive, in order to experience and obtain those things that the Lord has for us. And the first, and I believe perhaps the most important step, is to surrender ourselves completely to the Lord, to surrender our ideas, our hearts, our beliefs, our opinions, and allow Him to have His way in our lives. And if that which we practice is not based on God's Word, then we can only see in part and have partial success as Christians. We can't preach a Bible-less doctrine or a doctrine that's not based on the Word and get any results. We simply can't substitute traditions for teaching and preaching God's Word and have anything other than a powerless, sickly church. The word of the Lord says in Psalm 119:104, "Through thy precepts I get understanding." And Psalm 25:14 says, "The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will shew them his covenant." God will reveal to sensitive hearts and open minds the richness of his promises and his boundless grace. How different are the teachings of God from the teachings of men? Jesus' message was simple. He not only requires that we become new creatures, because he said, unless you're born again, there's no way you can enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he came to produce new creatures. Jesus Christ is the door to the sheepfold through which we have to pass into all of God's provisions and benefits. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. The secret of the Lord is with us who are qualified by the Spirit of the Lord to enter into the kingdom of heaven. And Jesus will show us how to enter and possess his kingdom while we're living here on this earth. Now, the actual kingdom of Christ won't be established in its outer workings, in its full manifestation, until the king comes back, until Jesus returns. But, beloved, Jesus said, even while he walked this earth, he said, the kingdom, it's already within you. And we can bring the kingdom wherever we go, a fragrance of the Lord Jesus Christ. The secret of the Lord is Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ is our great high priest who daily ministers to us, intercedes in our behalf at the right hand of the majesty on high. Hebrews 7:25 states, "Wherefore he is able to save to the uttermost them that draw near unto God through him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them." Now, the second step, if you will, in obtaining the possibilities that you and I have in God is taking his word and grafting it to our hearts so that new life-giving spiritual fruit can be produced. In other words, we have to lay hold of God's word, not just intellectually, but with all that we are. James 1:21 tells us, "Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls." And that's just not talking about our initial salvation, but the fact that Jesus came to save us in every area of our lives. When His Word is inside you and you begin to talk the language of God, in other words, to confess and agree with what God's Word says to you and about you, then you'll know in full measure that you can ask the Lord to meet your every need. Jesus said it like this: "If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and shall be done unto you." If you know He lives, nothing can rob you of your strength and assurance that He who abides in you is greater than he that is in the world. The difference between you walking in victory and just barely getting by, getting through this life, can't be found in books of philosophy or the ecclesiastical teachings of religious ideology. The difference is contained in two precious words: Jesus lives. Hallelujah. Jesus is alive. The difference between lukewarm Christians and real victorious Christians is measured by their absolute conviction that Jesus lives. Not just that intellectually agreeing with it, understanding it, but realizing that He wants to interact with us in our lives and become real to us. If He lives, and of course He does, then He is alive to see that His Word is fulfilled in the lives of all who hear and do His Word. James tells us we're not to be hearers only of the Word, but we're to be doers of the Word also. We have His glorious Word to assure us that He lives. Revelation 1:18 says, "I am He that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen." Let me just share some spiritual gems with you that relate to our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, no, actually, one, Jesus saves. This is Christ's power to us. He saves to the uttermost. This is Christ's incomprehensible work of love that He did on the cross. Who are saved? Well, all who draw near to God through Him. This is Christ's companionship. Why can we be assured we're not alone and He cares? Because He is alive. This is Christ's victory over all of the work of Satan. We see through His daily intercession for us Christ's love, the love of God. Jesus came to seek and to save the lost and to draw them near to God to be their advocate. And then another step we can take in having God's best, in realizing the potential and possibilities that are open to us, is to once and for all settle the question that you absolutely know, not just think, but know in your heart that God loves you. God doesn't rob you. He doesn't seek to destroy you. That's what Satan does. Satan is the destroyer. He's come to rob, steal, kill, and destroy. He is the real and open accuser and opposer of the children of God. At one time, he was a beautiful creature. His name was Lucifer, meaning a bright shining. But his heart was filled with pride, and he sought to dethrone God, to rise above God's throne and have equal standing. He would be like the Most High, Isaiah says. But God cast him out of heaven along with one third of the angels. He challenged God and lost. How smart is that? He still is challenging God. He challenges you and me if we hear His lies. But God has given us words so we can be not ignorant of His devices. But, beloved, as He lost then, so He loses now when you recognize who He is and you see His evil tactics. Satan will attempt to make you feel spiritually destitute and defeated. And if you listen to his suggestions, well, defeat will surely come. But if you rebuke him and resist him, he will flee from you, as we're told in James 4:7. Submit yourself to God, resist the enemy, and he will flee from before you. So, brother and sister, no matter how you feel or what you face or how important a decision you have to make, you have God's Word to stand on. We are children of God, and we have access to the throne of God, the throne of grace through Jesus. Satan's power was conquered 2,000 years ago through the Lord Jesus Christ. Through the birth, death, and resurrection of Jesus, Satan was defeated. Satan will exploit you in every situation if you let him. But as a child of God, you have, at your disposal, weapons of spiritual warfare that will utterly defeat him. But, listen to this, you know, unless you use those weapons, it's just as useless as not having them. This is a major attack of the devil against the children of God. He'll attempt to get you to handle your problems, your battle, your circumstances, the attack, whatever you want to call it that you're going through your own natural reasonings and resources. Well, the situation is this, and then we begin identifying the reasons why we're in the situation, and then just how hopeless it looks. We do this instead of analyzing the situation by God's Word. What does God's Word say about it? Remember, Jesus is the center of our victory. We cannot get the victory through deliberation or thinking about it, but by spiritual perception, beloved, knowing who you are and who Jesus really is in your life. God has not provided every good blessing, so we can languish in a quagmire of failure and darkness. Beloved, my time has flown by and we're just going to continue on, but I'm praying that you will see how profound this is and how simple it is. What Jesus has said in his word, he really means. And if we will simply obey as a little child, do what he says, we'll begin to see victory. So often, we, as human beings, we just want to complicate things. The more difficult or as many steps as we can take, somehow we feel is going to be more effective. Beloved, let's keep things simple. That's how Jesus wants us to live, leaning on him, trusting on him, and standing on his word. Well, my time is gone, and if you have prayer needs, I do invite you to write and share those needs. The announcer will give our contact information. Take a moment to write. You will never regret it. And I know that as you write, God will give me just the words to encourage your heart. God bless you. I love you, my family. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh.